Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nurtures podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Making Rounds with Oscar the Extraordinary Gift of an Ordinary Cat is a non-fiction book by geriatrician David Dosa that examines the remarkable story of a therapy cat living in a Rhode Island nursing home. The book centers on Oscar, a cat at the Steerhouse Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, whose repeated habit of lying beside patients shortly before their deaths drew attention from staff, families, and the medical community. Dosa uses this unusual phenomenon as a starting point for a broader discussion of dementia care, end-of-life decision-making, and the emotional realities of nursing home work. Rather than offering a strict scientific proof of Oscar's abilities, the book blends observation, medical context, and personal narrative to explore why his presence mattered so deeply to the people around him. It is both a case study in compassionate care and a reflection on how animals can shape the experience of dying. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Oscar as a comfort presence in terminal care. The most distinctive idea in the book is not simply that Oscar seemed to sense death, but that his presence changed the atmosphere of dying. Dosa presents Oscar as a quiet companion who settled beside patients in their final hours, giving them physical closeness at a time when human contact is often limited by uncertainty, fatigue, or fear. This matters because end-of-life care is not only about clinical observation, it is also about reducing isolation and preserving dignity. Oscar functions as a nonverbal source of reassurance for patients who may no longer be able to communicate clearly. For families, his presence can serve as an informal signal that death may be near, helping them gather, say goodbye, and prepare emotionally. The book, therefore, treats the cat less as a novelty than as a practical part of the emotional environment in a nursing home, where comfort often depends on small and timely acts of presence. Secondly, dementia care and the challenges of recognizing decline. A major layer of the book is its portrayal of dementia care inside a long-term care facility. Many residents at Steerhouse lived with Alzheimer's disease or related conditions, which means that caregivers had to navigate confusion, loss of memory, and reduced ability to express pain or preference. Dosa uses this setting to show how difficult it can be to determine when a patient is changing from chronic decline to active dying. Oscar's apparent ability to appear near the end of life becomes meaningful partly because dementia can make human judgment less certain. Staff and families must make decisions without clear verbal guidance, and the book highlights how emotionally demanding that uncertainty is. In this context, Oscar is not presented as a medical tool in any formal sense, but as part of a care environment that helps people notice transitions they might otherwise miss. The book thus links the story of a cat to the wider problem of caring for patients whose decline is gradual, ambiguous, and deeply affecting. Thirdly, the book's cautious treatment of science and speculation. Dosa does not claim to prove a supernatural ability, and this restraint is central to the book's tone. He acknowledges possible explanations for Oscar's behavior, including the idea that the cat may detect biochemical changes or notice subtle shifts in movement and condition as death approaches. Yet the book does not turn into a scientific investigation designed to settle the question definitively. Instead, it keeps the focus on observed pattern, human response, and practical significance. This balance is important because it prevents the book from becoming either credulous or dismissive. Readers looking for laboratory-level evidence may find the explanation incomplete, but the book is more interested in what the phenomenon reveals about caregiving and attention. By leaving room for uncertainty, Dosa shows how medicine often operates in spaces where observation matters even when full explanation does not yet exist. The result is a reflective rather than argumentative approach, one that values lived experience without pretending that anecdote alone is equivalent to proof. Fourthly, families, grief, and the meaning of final goodbyes. Another important dimension of the book is the effect Oscar has on families at the bedside. When a loved one is dying, relatives often struggle with helplessness, guilt, and the desire to know whether death is imminent. Oscar's appearance can reduce some of that uncertainty by giving families a reason to stay, gather others, or speak final words. The book emphasizes that this does not eliminate grief, but it can shape how grief is experienced. A cat quietly resting with a dying person becomes a kind of shared focus that softens the clinical harshness of the moment. Dosa suggests that the emotional value of Oscar lies partly in the permission he gives people to acknowledge death directly. In many care settings, families need some signal that it is acceptable to move from hope for recovery to preparation for loss. Oscar's presence supplies that signal in a way that feels intimate rather than institutional, and this is one reason the story resonates beyond its unusual premise. Lastly, a broader argument for animals in healthcare environments. Beyond the specific mystery of Oscar, the book makes a broader case for the role of animals in healthcare institutions. Steerhouse is portrayed as a place where a cat can coexist with medical routines and still contribute real value to residents and staff. That value is not limited to the end-of-life episodes that made Oscar famous. His everyday presence reflects how animals can reduce loneliness, add normalcy, and create moments of calm in settings often defined by illness and loss. The book is careful not to suggest that animals replace professional care, but it does show that emotional support is part of humane treatment. This makes the book relevant to discussions of palliative care, elder care, and the design of living spaces for vulnerable adults. Its argument is practical, as well as symbolic. When institutions make room for non-human companionship, they may improve the experience of patients, relatives, and caregivers alike. Oscar becomes memorable not just for predicting death, but for demonstrating how comfort can emerge from ordinary presence. In conclusion, Making Rounds with Oscar is best suited for readers interested in geriatric care, hospice and palliative medicine, dementia, and the human-animal bond. It will also appeal to general readers who prefer true stories that illuminate medical and ethical questions without requiring specialized training. The book offers practical value by showing how families and caregivers experience uncertainty at the end of life, and by illustrating why emotional support matters alongside clinical care. It also has intellectual value for readers who want to think about how observation, compassion, and professional judgment intersect in long-term care settings. What sets it apart from many animal-themed books is that it does not treat Oscar as a simple novelty or miracle story. Instead, it uses the cat as a lens for examining death, caregiving, and the atmosphere of a nursing home. That combination of medical perspective, ethical reflection, and quiet narrative detail gives the book a distinctive place in both memoir-like nonfiction and healthcare writing. Readers looking for a sentimental pet story may find more depth than expected, while readers interested in medicine will find a humane and accessible view of what end-of-life care can feel like in practice. If you would like to support David Dosa, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.